We thank him for waking us up this morning and allowing us to come before him, giving us a mind to visit with him this morning. I don't know if you had a chance to, where you are, to look outside, but where our studio is, we could see that it's pretty foggy outside. The sun is not up yet, but the fog is pervasive. It's pretty dense. And we're so thankful today that our theme is praying with confidence. There's no fog about our confidence in God hearing and answering our prayer intercessions and petitions today. Today is Wednesday, May the 29th, and you're dialed into Maximum Radio, and our program is Global Time with Jesus Christ. I'm Aubrey Gregory and your host for the next 30 minutes. I'm so honored. And I must say welcome to all of our prayer partners and friends everywhere. Today, the name of God that we are invoking today, and you know we've been doing these series of names of God, and now I understand more than ever why the scripture presents him by names, because we're learning about him, and he is so awesome. These are capsules or captures or photos of particular aspects and attributes of his character, of his person. And so today the word is Jehovah Mkodash. Jehovah Mkodash. And it means this: the Lord who sanctifies you, the Lord who makes holy. Imagine that. It's he that sanctifies you, and he is the one, the Lord, who makes holy. That's awesome. So it shows our helplessness that we cannot do these things for ourselves. And it was first used in Exodus chapter 31 and verse 13. So we're going to go in and visit, bring our petitions, our intercessions to the Lord who sanctifies us, and the same one who makes us holy. It's a wonderful thing to get upon today and know that we can depend on him helplessly. We can't do anything for ourselves. And so we want to enter his gates. We know that we have total welcome, and it's such a blessing. So let us go to him. I'd ask you to join me in prayer. We're going to petition him to open the gates for us today, because he was waiting on this appointment. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in no other name than the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We bow before you and we enter your gates with thanksgiving. We enter your courts with praise. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all our sins, all our trespasses, all our iniquities. We ask you to forgive us of any unforgiveness that we may have or harbor towards anyone. We praise you, Father, and we give you the glory in the name of Christ Jesus. Father, we ask you, according to Isaiah chapter 22 and verse 22, to open the gates of heaven before us and bless us. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to open the gates of favor, provision, deliverance, wisdom, protection, healing for each of us in Jesus' name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you to open those gates so that we would be blessed and that we can be in your divine destiny. Heavenly Father, we ask that we would be blessed to use those blessings in your kingdom according to your destiny and your will for our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to
Amen.
John.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Yes.
Ah,
John
yes.
chapter 14 and verse 14. To God be the glory. We welcome you. If you just joined
Fucking
us,
Lord.
And
Shit.
Yes, and we're really attuned to prayer. This past few days, I would say even on last week as we prayed for, the last time it was Monday, we prayed for the persons that are in the military that are serving around the world on behalf of this great nation. And the Holy Spirit prompted me that we are to pray for the missionaries. They are soldiers of the cross. They are soldiers of the kingdom. And so we are going to pray for them now. They are everywhere around the globe, and they are doing a most important kingdom work of bringing the gospel, bringing nation transformation to those that are lost. So let's agree in prayer right now. Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, and we ask you, Lord, according to John 14, 13 and 14, to forgive our missionaries, their spouses, their children under the age of accountability of their sins, their trespasses, iniquities, and transgressions. Lord Jesus, we plead the atoning blood of Jesus over and around each of these missionaries, wherever they're found on this day, in this hour, whether at home here in this country or out in the field abroad. But bless them. We convey blessings to them and speak protection and anointing around their lives. We speak blessing on their living accommodations and the atmosphere that is about them. Many of them are in cultures where there's lots of witchcraft and demonic activity that is cultural and traditional. We ask you to destroy all curses, witchcraft, divination and sorcery and bewitchment, words spoken, prayed, chanted, thought, and the power of these words and prayers that are coming against their liberty in you. We thank you for them now. We're praying and we ask you to cleanse them from and keep them from all darkness. Fill them with the light of your presence. Loose warring and ministering angels, Father, to drive out foul, wicked demons, tormenting and evil spirits, anything that traffics in darkness from the regions where they are. We drive these spirits of darkness into the abyss. We curse all sickness and disease even now and command them off of the family and property and atmosphere by the authority given us by God's word in Luke 10:19. In the name of Jesus, we command all symptoms and manifestations of any sickness and disease to cease right now as your soldiers move out into the darkness with your great light to bring liberty to the captives of the enemy. And we bless every aspect of their lives right now. We ask you to increase their discernment spiritually and naturally, and send forth great favor ahead of them as they deal with local cultures and local leaders and peoples of all races. We glorify you greatly, Lord, that in the regions that you've sent them to, among those people and people groups, that they have the victory. We proclaim and declare that evil strongholds, principalities, and powers are torn down over these regions in the name of the conquering Lion of Judah, none other than Jesus Christ himself. We command evil spirits to flee from these regions and go into the abyss with their lies, with fear and doubt and unbelief, all of their effects, all of the adverse effects, the chains and bondages that they bring with them would fall off of the people that they have held captive. The captives are freed right now. The blind is able to see, the ears of the deaf to hear, the sick and diseased are healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There exists God's liberty among these people, wherever your missionaries, your soldiers are. Heavenly Father, you declare the decree in your word in Psalm 2, verse 8. And you said to the Son, you said, ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. We declare the same decree right now, that souls are set free, delivered out of the kingdom of darkness. Their gates and lands are for Jesus Christ. It's his inheritance. Their souls are redeemed as his dear sons and daughters. They were lost sheep. Now they're found. They're coming into the kingdom. They're taking the kingdom by force. The kingdom belongs to your dear son. And today we bring you praise and glory and honor as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, your sovereign Lord, our sovereign Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. And we said, amen. And I trust that we're all in agreement with that prayer. Now please remember that if you have a prayer request, we would love for you to voice it so that we can consciously agree with it. This is a powerful space, an atmosphere that we are in right now. We are in the presence of God. We've just entered his courts and his gates and under invitation, actually. And so please be blessed and be courageous and give voice to your heart's prayer and your heart's desire. Once that is done, then agreement links up with it. Because he says, if two would agree as touching anything on earth, it shall be done. And whatever it is, have the confidence. Today's theme is prayer with confidence. And we do have the confidence that our prayers are not in vain. They're being heard. Because God did say something very, very special. Very special. And I just want to remind us, he said, call on me. And this is in Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3. He says, call on me, and I will show you great and mighty things. There are great and mighty things waiting to you and your circumstances and whatever it is that the Spirit of God has placed in your heart to bring before God's courts. And God has courts. He has a court, and we're in front of Him. We're having an audience, a hearing. So let us pray into Jeremiah 33:3 right now. Heavenly Father, we come to You in Jesus' most holy name. We surrender ourselves to You. We come in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Your word says in Jeremiah 33:3 that we are to call upon You and You will show us great and mighty things that we do not know. Father, there's so much that we don't know. And we thank You that You do not reject us for not knowing. Instead, You welcome us, and You're willing to disclose and to reveal to us, to impart to us what we need to know in this hour, in this season, in this time. So, Lord God, we come to You and cry out. We call unto You because You're creator of the universe, and we ask You to show us the great and mighty things that You have in store to reveal and to disclose to us of the unfathomable riches of Your glory and splendor, all that You are. Help us to plumb the depths of Your being and know You. We worship You today. We praise Your holy name. Blessed be Your holy name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And today we call You Jehovah Mkadesh, the Lord who sanctifies us, the Lord who makes us holy. And we pray this not in our name, but in the everlasting, powerful, ever-loving name of Christ Jesus. And we say amen and amen to that.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Now, I'm just excited. I just have a sense of anticipation in my spirit that God is about to show us something great and mighty. We are seeing sneak previews of His hand in our lives, and we must continue to hunger and thirst after His righteousness, because He is the one, Jehovah Mkadesh, that sanctifies us, and that means He sets us apart. He calls us, puts His hand on our lives, sets us apart, places the blood of Jesus Christ on us that makes us clean and pure, and He's the one who makes us holy. In other words, He gives us permission to come before Him, and He makes us holy, because where He is holy ground. So today, we come with much praise and much thanksgiving for who He is and what He has done in our lives. Now, I want you to agree with us in prayer, as you have. Neighbor, this is such a powerful space. The Holy Spirit is saying, anything we ask that's in His name, that His name can be marked and stamped on according to His word, anything we ask today, It shall be done. Imagine that. It shall be done. So I would suggest that we take our liberty today and walk in that. Pray right into that. Right now, because his will and his favor is available to us. Father, we pray on this day. We pray for the children that are waking up to a brand new day, getting ready and preparing to attend school today where they can learn and develop their full potential in you. So right now, we stand in the gap. Excuse me. We stand in the gap interceding for them right now. May this day be a day of learning and advancement and awareness of you, even as they are challenged from moment to moment. We decree safety for each child.
Yes.
Each child. In each classroom across this nation and around the world.
Yes.
That they have the confidence that they can just be children and enjoy the phase of life and the stage of life in which they find themselves right now, where they're students. And we pray for the teachers that have been given charge to lead and to guide them into greater knowledge and understanding, to help to shape their lives, and lives that are really being shaped for your use, where inner treasures that have been deposited deeply inside of each child is being nurtured and developed for use in and by your kingdom, for use in your service, for your direction, so that the wickedness that is present and the darkness that is present in our communities, our nations, even in families, will be eradicated as the light of truth, the light of your Son, Jesus Christ, shines brighter and brighter onto that day, the day of your appearing. The day where you return to take possession, full possession in your hand. The day when the saints of the earth can present and back to you the kingdom that you have created for your very own self. So today we speak peace within the boundaries of every school, every classroom, in the name of Jesus, that your ministering angels are stationed outside of the entrances and doorways to the property and to the rooms of the school, so that no plot or plan that is conspired and created by the adversary will prosper. We call all of his plans undone and frustrated right now, that he must take up his weapons and flee in the name of Jesus. Flee, leaving an atmosphere of peace. Your peace.
Yes.
So that our children can enjoy the process of learning and education on today. Every college, every grade school, every kindergarten. Yes. Every high school. Right now, we speak peace to those minds at the level of accountability in schools, or high schools and colleges and so forth, that have been distorted by the use of some kind of a mind-altering drug, where Satan would love to use that vessel to wreak havoc in our schools among students. Well, we speak peace. We say, peace, be still. right now in the name of Jesus. We send the word of peace and clarity, restraint in the name of Jesus to every atmosphere around every student right now, that there would be peace and also your provision right now, whatever each student needs in order to feel human, to feel whole, what they don't have. Take what they have, dear Father, and amplify it and multiply it right now for that student's benefit, according to your precious word, according to your kingdom's values, your kingdom's outlook. We break and speak against every curse, curse that has been spoken of over any student, any words of destruction that has been spoken into their lives by anyone right now. We cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. We cancel those words. We speak words of love, of peace, kindness, wholeness, and deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, those students that are tending towards being molesting and tormenting to other students, right now we speak restraint. Right now we see your angels binding their activity in the name of Jesus, binding the works of the adversary through them in the name of Jesus, so that your peace is the only thing that's there and left. Your peace in Jesus' name. And if there are any plots, that it will be revealed to the authorities right now on this day. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Every plot is brought under control. And Father, we speak to our community at wide, to the country, the nation at large, that every plot that the enemy has formed against the security and well-being of the people of the land, of your sheep, lost and found, that every act of and thought of terror would be destroyed. We curse it right now and send it back to the abyss where it comes, so that peace remains. And people are able to turn their eyes heavenward. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We take command of the atmosphere, not only around ourselves, but wherever we are today. We take command and charge of the atmosphere by the authority that you've given to us. Now may the peace of God rest upon all of our intercessors, our prayer partners everywhere today. May the peace of God rest upon you and go before you powerfully as you trust God, as you remember that He is the one.
Amen.
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 Amen. God bless
God
you.
God bless you, Pastor. God bless each and every one on this prayer line this morning. God bless each and every one. In Jesus' name.
Lord, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Have a blessed and victorious day, everyone.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And thank you, prayer partners. We love you with the love of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. If you can make it, God bless you.
I'm
with you as you
tonight. 7:30.
Yes. 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 Great topic.
Everyone. Thank you.
Be blessed.